Lucky calls itself a new magazine about shopping. The cover of the premier issue features a woman in the act of shopping, trying on a sleeveless blouse with the price tag still hanging from it. The headlines shout, "More than 700 great finds, 11 pages of nothing but shoes, 71 cool stores, 245 summer looks, and all the skin products under the sun." Dr. America wonders if America really needs a new magazine about shopping. But he recognizes that it offers museum-goers a lucky look at consumer culture at the turn of the 21st century. The magazine's title itself suggests an interesting interpretation of the culture of shopping. The word lucky implies an advantageous event that happens by mere chance, often unexpectedly, and not as a result of effort or merit. The magazine Lucky seems, therefore, to emphasize the unpredictability and contingency of shopping, the serendipity of the chance discovery. It's strange to have a magazine that celebrates such luck. Most women's magazines emphasize smart clothes and smart choices, and this new one, too, offers information to make readers into better shoppers. But the word lucky implies almost the opposite, offering perhaps a chaos theory of shopping. Like many women's magazines, Lucky includes departments such as fashion, beauty, travel, home, and do-it-yourself. But, as luck would have it, there are a few innovations here. A feature called Hot Tickets offers us the lowdown on when sure-to-sell-out items will hit the stores so that we can get it before it's gone. In another department, the style spy coos, "Trust us. Before you know it, you're going to want to wear 7 new styles that are apparently imminent, including baggier jeans, bigger tees, and anything lace." Ask Dr. Shopper is an advice column on shopping-related problems. The illustration shows a woman reclining on a couch surrounded by her shopping bags, consulting a stylishly dressed therapist. Another feature, Run of the Store, illustrates a shopper's fantasy, having the free run of a department store after hours. But Dr. America's favorite feature is a page called Stickers. "Feeling lucky?" it asks. "Find it, love it, mark it, buy it." This page provides 29 adhesive stickers to mark the pages that contain must-have merchandise. The 29 stickers include 23 that say yes and 6 that say maybe. If you're really lucky, apparently, there is no such thing as no. Lucky seems to emphasize the gendered character of luck and to accept the gender stereotypes of American culture. In those stereotypes, men are imagined as rational, disciplined, and in control. They don't need luck because they control their own destiny. Luck is a lady, intuitive, unpredictable, flighty. By definition, a lucky person is fortunate, although this synonym usually suggests more important and serious matters, such as a fortunate choice of profession. And good fortune is an important part of lucky. But the magazine is very different from a journal like Fortune. Lucky is a magazine for consumers, while Fortune is a journal for producers. Apparently, if you're really lucky, you don't work. Virtually the only mention of work in Lucky is a page on executive assistants, which promises that these 20 groovy accessories will make your desk look totally top drawer. Although women certainly subscribe to Fortune, it's less likely that men will subscribe to Lucky. Fortune believes that you have to work to make money, and you can't spend it all if you intend to make a fortune. Lucky concentrates more on spending than on saving. And it redefines saving as a function of spending. Saving is not spending, it's just spending less by shopping the sales. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, down on his luck, and down on his lucky, too.